Well, from the Secret Service to a part of the federal government you probably hear even less about, the Department of Agriculture, which has been on a salmon buying binge this year. The USDA buys $1.5 billion worth of food each year, often surplus food that U.S. producers need to sell to make sure the price doesn't dip too low. The government then sends it to food banks to feed people in need. Well, this year, the government's shopping cart is loaded with pink salmon, which is usually canned like tuna fish. Government bought five times more pink salmon than usual. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Carolyn Adolph of KUOW in Seattle reports.
You remember supply and demand from economics class. This year, the USDA is buying up $39 million worth of canned salmon to support its price. That's a lot of supply. It could buy the feds 100 million little cans of fish. And that would look a lot like this. This is the KWL warehouse in Kent. Manager Debbie Funk is showing me around.
So we're kind of right in the middle of the production lines right now, so we'll walk down this way.
Millions of bronze-colored cans stacked in pallet towers, each marked with a tiny number that says what kind of salmon it is and what year's harvest. Most have no labels yet. That's because no one's bought them. Once the government completes its purchases, warehouses like this one will get a lot of orders. That's when the labels go on and the government salmon head out the door. The feds are rushing to buy this salmon because there's too much of it in stock and it's pushing prices down. Meanwhile, new cans are rolling in because it's that time of year.
Wild salmon come out of the water once a year. They come out of water in the summer.
This is Tom Sunderland of Ocean Beauty Seafoods, one of the region's canning and distributing giants.
And then we have to work real hard to figure out exactly what the value of them is. So that's what we're doing right now, and we figure out every year.
The pressure is now on to deal with the glut.
Once the price is set, it's set.
At Fisherman's Terminal, they know exactly why there's a glut of pink salmon. Gary Stewart, owner of the Polar Lady, one of the biggest boats on the dock.
2013 was a huge year.
A year and a half worth of fish in a single season. And now that the supply is pushing the price down, it matters a lot. Here's why.
Pink salmon, the bread and butter of our industry, it drives everything else.
Forget the luxury salmon, the king, the coho, and the sockeye. The number one salmon harvested from here to Alaska is pink. It's not pretty. Fishermen call it the humpy, and it's not fancy. But the size of the catch, most of the annual harvest, gives it power.
Gotta be, I don't know, 60-70% probably.
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
And that means the annual haul of pink salmon has a far-reaching effect on the economy. Jobs are on the line, which means politicians in Alaska get involved. They campaigned the feds to buy more salmon, and the Department of Agriculture pulled out its checkbook. Because they all remember what happened the last time there was a crash in the price of salmon. It was back in the 1990s when farmed salmon entered the market.
Yeah.
Gary Stewart.
It just about buried the industry.
Stewart's friend Walt Christensen remembers what the price was before that crisis.
Actually, pinks were, in 1988, were over a dollar a pound in Prince William Sound.
And the price never fully recovered. And now, pink salmon is low again.
For pinks, they're not getting much. I mean, 60 cents.
As they talked about the government's decision to buy pink salmon, they both looked relieved.
It could have been real bad for the fishery if prices dropped any lower than they are with the fuel prices keep climbing, and they could have been disastrous. This is a good thing.
So what does it mean to consumers of salmon salad sandwiches? Here on aisle 6, a can of pink salmon is $1.70. It might have been cheaper if the government had not intervened, but that price will still get you more than one sandwich. And this year, the government's haul will end up at food banks, giving protein to a lot of people who need it. For Here and Now, I'm Carolyn Adolph in Seattle.
Well, a quick news note before we go to break. Some news breaking out of California today. The state has become the first state in the country to impose a ban on single-use plastic bags. Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill that will prohibit large grocery stores from using plastic bags starting next July, and the ban will expand to smaller stores in 2016.